My brothers and sisters in Christ, happy Ascension Thursday to you, even though Jesus isn't taking off just yet. He's still with us. In the diocese, we celebrate the Ascension on Sunday, as you know, a few more days, even though traditionally this is the day that we have the Ascension. So today we get to hold on to him a little bit longer. But Jesus is reminding us, a little while and you will no longer see me. I had to read that three times there. A little while, you will no longer see me, and then you will see me. And so the weeping and the mourning that we do when we can't see Jesus is holy. As we know, it's one of the Beatitudes that Jesus taught to us. Blessed are you who mourn. You will be comforted. So Christian tears, Christian mourning, Christian weeping always becomes joy. And there's actually a comfort in the mourning, in the weeping, because we weep for turning from our sins, and that brings great joy when it is relieved by God's mercy, by his forgiveness. We weep for injury. We weep for those who have died. All of these turn into joy. Why? Because even though we can't see Jesus, he said, his words are that he will make our tears joy. And the psalm that says, they go out full of tears, carrying seed for the sowing, but they come back full of joy, carrying their sheaves. We know that our tears bring about the great fruit of redemption. God comes to us and he visits us. And so what do we call this time when we can't see Christ? We call it a little while. But we are waiting for Christ. Even though we cannot see him, we know that he is near to us. And so let us be encouraged by Jesus' words to us that a little while longer, then you will see me. And Jesus will reveal himself to us who are looking for him with tears, especially when we receive him in the Holy Eucharist. He is right here with us. I will not leave you orphans. I am with you always, even to the end of the world. We prepare our hearts to receive our Lord in this Holy Eucharist.